From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Credit card companies are under scrutiny today. In Washington, lawmakers have called on them to end what they say are abusive fees, penalties, and interest rates. At a congressional hearing, senators threatened to limit or even outlaw some of the lending fees and marketing practices if the credit card companies don't police themselves. Joining us with more is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, I have to say, you know, it is really hard sometimes to figure out how the fees and the interest rate charges are calculated on my credit card statements. I can't quite figure
that's
it
right.
out.
And that's just one of the many complaints raised by senators who are looking into this credit card practice at today's hearing. Senate Investigation Subcommittee members heard from one Chase card holder who was hit with a $7,500 bill in interest and penalties on purchases of only $3,200. Over 6 years, he paid Chase more than twice what he borrowed and still owed more than $4,000 until just a few days ago when committee members contacted Chase and the company agreed to wipe his bill clean and the head of the company apologized to him at today's hearing. But the chairman of the committee, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, says many people don't understand the terms of the loans that they take out when they use a credit card.
Many consumers think that credit cards provide them with a grace period before interest is charged. Not true. If you owe money on your card from the prior month, there is no grace period on new purchases. Each of those purchases racks up interest charges from day one. I wonder how many working families understand that.
Senator Levin says this practice of eliminating the interest-free period once a consumer begins carrying a balance is unfair and costs credit card users tens of millions of dollars every year.
And how are the credit card companies responding?
Well, they say that they're being fairly compensated for a risk that they take when they lend money to consumers on a revolving basis every month. These are unsecured loans, meaning it's not like a mortgage or a car loan where there's a tangible asset the bank can recover should the consumer default on the loan. They say their fees and interest rates are fully disclosed and customers are welcome to pay off the loans anytime and forego additional charges. And they say, you know, we're banks. We're out to earn our shareholders the best return. We're constrained by market competition, which is just another reason why they don't think there should be any government limits on them.
Well, Congress can impose those limits. What are they talking about?
Limits on the kinds and the size of fees, better disclosure of the charges and the interest rates so that consumers can comparison shop among different cards, for example. There's also talk of restrictions on the kinds of solicitations that banks can send out to potential customers. One senator called credit card mailings a type of predatory lending, making people think that they're getting free money in the mail.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.